Blog Talk Radio.
I wish I was a boring dentist who had a boring life and boring friends, but I don't. I'm not. I'm actually part of this weird
Cow Squad.
Yo, yo, what it is, man? Y'all know who it is. It's me, nigga. Beans, nigga. Wolfpack Takeover Radio. We here to talk about that Lyrical Gladiators card that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Carolina Classic. Give y'all some predictions. We also got our Wolf on the phone. Koga, go ahead and speak your piece, my man.
Yeah, what up, what up? What's good? He's lining up, gunning down. House Squad, Wolfpack, what up? Raise the bar. What's good? Y'all know what it is,
already,
man.
Already. We also got somebody I'm going to introduce themselves right now. Go right on ahead, my man. Tell them who you are, what you got going. Maybe you can't hear me. There we go. What's up? We got you.
Oh, yeah, this is Achilles. League on the Lyrical Gladiators. You know, we got the event coming up next Sunday.
All right, but let's get these predictions going, ladies and gents. Let's see what we got first. Shad to God versus MP. All right. Achilles, what I kind of want you to do, because I know you might be a little shaky. Some owners are a little shaky to get their picks of who they want winning and all that. So what I kind of want you to do is, like, give a style breakdown of, you know, what you think is going to happen and why you pick these two dudes to battle. Is that all right?
Well, this right here is – this is actually the Centipede versus Shad the God is something I'm working on. This is not actually going to go on Lyrical Gladiators. That's – what I'm doing is I'm giving newcomers a chance to try out crowd.
Okay.
Okay.
So by doing that, I'm going to let – it's like – you know how some people have training cards that they do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do a training battle to open up every event.
Okay.
So that's a training battle right there. Centipede,
that's why it's not doing. Gotcha.
That's why it's in the green. You know, it's a greenhorn.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Centipede,
he did a battle with Tron Young back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, his stage presence is very strong. I think he need to work on his bars. He told me that he felt that way too. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what he's going to do. Shad God, he with that part like clip. So I know they working with him hard. So, I mean, I just seen his battle with HD not too long ago, and he did a pretty good job. I think toward the end of his round, I think he might have stumbled a little bit and kind of lost his mustard. But, I mean, as long as he can keep it consistent, I mean, I like what I've seen.
Chad, I'm going to be funny. Chad might be on my hit list. We supposed to be talking soon about sticking in that ring. But I definitely see Chad can do some things in that ring.
Yeah, he can pass. I mean, with the people he dojoing with, I mean, you can only expect.
Yeah, exactly. Wuda, Top, yeah, exactly.
Real.
I think in that joint, I might have, like I said, I might have Shad winning because he just has that battle, you know, this is maybe like his fourth or third battle, something like that. So he's kind of got like a experience factor with him a little bit as far as with Shin, is it Centipede, right?
Centipede, yeah. I think he's Bull City Cartel, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, Bull City Cartel. Yep, shout out to Bull City Cartel, man. Centipede, he seems kind of new to it. And like you said, last time I seen him, he had bad performance. His performance was crazy. Like,
real strong.
His performance was super strong. Like, the performance probably got him over. Like, so yeah. If he had bars to that, it's, hey, man, it's a long night for whoever in front of that. But I haven't seen him. Like I said, I haven't seen him in action after that one battle. He was supposed to battle somebody else, but they backed out on him. So, I didn't get to see him. So I'm going to give it to Shad just based off of me being able to actually see something from him lately. So I'm going to give that to Shad. What's the next one?
I'm going from the bottom up. You got
okay.
Koga versus True Watson.
So I know Koga's going to lose. Koga getting by. He getting washed. Koga getting washed.
Koga getting washed.
We're going to talk about that later. We'll get back to that later.
We'll do that one last. Skip to the next one, yo. Yo, we got to make some full moon that night, Koga.
Facts.
We got Kid Delph versus I Am Spoken.
I've got Spoken one, but I'm not taking anything away from neither of these dudes because I've seen, like, I didn't see a video. I heard some music from Kid Delph recently.
He a beast, so.
Yeah, he actually got some shit. I just don't know how he'll transition into a battle because I haven't seen a battle for him. That's why I'm really like.
He got one battle. It's on his, I think it's like a street battle. Like, I don't think he did it with a league or anything. But it was pretty good. For his first battle, I feel like it was strong for somebody battling for the first time. And looking at his lyrical ability, like, Kid Delph, he could be a beast. And he's been working with some people to get ready for this event. Like, I feel like homie, he gonna wake some people up.
I've never heard. Where's Kid Delph from?
He's from North Carolina, but he live in Atlanta.
Mm. Okay, gotcha.
So
it's
still
Carolina.
It's still
Carolina.
All right. Okay. I think I'm gonna go with Spoken because Spoken's fire to me. Spoken is dope. He got a crazy wordplay. I like Spoken.
You do.
Spoken, yeah, he's very lyrical, very wordplayish. Last battle I saw him was Sin Jones.
Yeah.
And that was on the other lyrical guy did a call, and I think he beat Sin Jones in my opinion. I got Spoken doing this guy dirty, man. This guy's not ready. I got Spoken watching this, man.
Okay.
How many rounds is it, by the way? I don't know the rounds with none of these either.
I think it's only one rounder. No, it's two one rounders on the whole card, and that's gonna be Fred Mannix and Terry F. and Checker Fred Lil Jim.
Okay. Checker Fred Lil. All right.
So who you got, Kobe? You said you got Spoken?
Yeah, I got Spoken 2-1. If the dude don't come prepared, straight wash.
Okay. I see experience being a big factor in that one.
If I'm wrong on this prediction, I don't want nobody holding me to it. Like, if Kid Delph come out there and
This is my thing, though. Like, that's a big step. And that's, like, Spoken is
Spoken's not no slouch. He's not a rookie.
Yeah,
doing this
that's what
long.
I said. That's a really big step for, you know, for anybody that just started. That's a big step. Spoken's from South Carolina, by the way. That's a, like,
Spoken,
yeah, that's a
cool menu. He not a lightweight by no means, and that's part of the reason why I did. I wanted Kid Delph to bring his A game because I see it in him. You know, sometimes you don't become great unless you got that pressure on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So I put the pressure. Man, I feel like homie gonna deliver.
All right.
So what we got next after St. Jones and
we got Checker Fred. I'm doing a one rounder with Lil Joe from South Carolina also.
I've never heard of Lil Joe, and I just seen Checker Fred come off of a crazy battle with Terry F.
Yeah.
It looked like Fred is in his bag as of recently. He looked like he's about to start fucking some shit up, so I got Fred winning this one.
Yeah. I think, to be honest with you, like, I seen Lil Joe. I seen this one battle with Lil Joe. I'm trying to think. What's the dude? I think the dude he went up against named Future or something. Yo, that shit was crazy. Like, I seen this one battle with homie, and I was, yo, Lil Joe got, I mean, I'm going to send y'all this battle. Yo, he a monster. Like, he a monster. And then I got him on a one-rounder. Yo, one thing I like about one-rounders, you ain't got no room to play. You ain't got no time to fluff. You straight punching. You know what I'm saying? It's like getting in a boxing match. You say after the first round, we're going to tell you who won. You ain't got time to play. So, like, I'm excited to see what these dudes fit in to this 5 minutes. Like, this is going to be crazy.
Mm, yeah, I feel you, Dad. I feel you.
I want to see a plug fest.
You're going to get one. I know you're going to get one from Fred's point because that nigga loves long-ass rounds. He loves rapping for a long-ass time. Like, it's just that nigga. I don't know how he do it.
Yo, Fred is that dude. Yo, Fred is like, Fred is that dude, like, the vampire slayer. Like, he's like the Van Helsing. Like, anybody that you feel like is the monster, they always send Fred to go get him. Like, Fred don't back down to nobody. Fred a different rapper.
He is.
They put him up against every, you know, but I would love to see him. Like, I know y'all got something going on with Don't Flop, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Don't Flop is going to be a really good look for y'all. Like a really good, and then Fred's style of battle rap, and I feel like he's going to evolve quicker with them.
Yeah, especially with the multis and his double syllables and all of that good shit. Yeah, he'll fit right in with them. You
know. Love that. I feel like Fred is more so a Don't Flop, King of the Dot.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, more so than you. So I feel like he's really moving in the right direction. Like that battle is going to be awesome stuff. But y'all don't know much about
Lil Joe.
So we'll go to OG East versus Sin Jones.
I got Sin Jones winning based off of Sin Jones being a little bit more seasoned.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen OG East in like a year.
Yeah. It also means he might be sitting on something.
Yeah, we thought Kenny Mack was sitting on something too. No, this is Kenny Mack, but in my opinion, Kenny Mack shouldn't have made that battle close to debatable. He won, though. Kenny Mack won his last battle against XO. That's how I feel, but he shouldn't have made it close to being debatable.
Let me ask you this. You don't feel like Kenny Mack, his era of battle rap and XO style of battle rap, like XO more so the new style of battle rap, Kenny Mack came up in a different era. Like, you don't feel like his ability to bang with XO was even like an amazing thing, how he came so strong?
No, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Kenny Mack. I felt that Kenny Mack won. I just felt like Kenny Mack shouldn't have made that battle close to being debatable.
Kenny Mack ain't go up against no slouch. Like, XO's looking hard in the area, like, number one.
XO switched his style up. I've noticed it. I peeped XO. I'm not discrediting XO either, but that battle right there, Kenny Mack should have easily gotten it 3-0 instead of making it debatable. Wait, was that Evil three rounds, right? The Kenny Mack XO?
No, that was a one round.
That was a one rounder? I couldn't have been one round. Yeah, all right, that was a one rounder. Damn, I'm bugging. I may have to check that battle out again, though. But point being, sitting on bars like for like a year, is no telling whether you can. Like, how can I say it? It's like, with battle rap shit, you have to be in the ring consistently, or like you can't be sitting out for too long and not lose any type of steam or momentum. Like being out of that ring, you'll forget how to control the crowd, or you may forget how to wait for your punches to react and then go into your next shit.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, imagine that man had been sitting down for a couple of years. Like, if you've been sitting down for a couple of years and you get in the ring with, like, XO in the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill area, he well respected as battle rapper. So,
yeah.
I feel like if you had to jump back in the ring against him and bang with him, like, that takes some serious skill.
True. You're right, man. You're right there. And it's also about, like, this is what people be telling me. It's also about who you fought. You got to think, who is XO battle that could really give him a run for his money?
I'm talking about XO, my fault.
Who's OG East battle that could give him a run for his money? Everyone that I've seen be put in front of OG East, he's basically slaughtered. His closest one was Fresh. That was his closest battle. And him against his battle with Paco on BCBL, that was some improv type shit. That I don't really count.
I think they even knew they were battling each other.
Yes. That I can't count. But the OG East that I've seen battle Fresh, if it's that type of OG East, then I got him winning 2-1. But if it's the other way around, if OG East was just bullshitting after sitting out for that long, then Sin Jones may get the upset. Even though Sin Jones is the more seasoned vet, because he's been battling longer.
Another thing I look at too. You got to look at people who they rock with, and I know OG East, he rock with Josie Mo and XO. Like, they in the same camp together. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I know he's dojoing with them. And for him to be dojoing,
he's on demand,
come back. Because, like, if you look at the battle with Joe and News, like, that was dope as hell.
That was a dope battle.
That was dope as hell. That preparation, man. Look at the people, you know what I'm saying, that you're preparing with, that you're working with, your style. If it's aggressive, I think OG, even when that battle with Paco, like, he was saying some crazy stuff. And the way he came across, it's not like what a lot of people do. Like, it was different, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't basic.
Him and his boys, OG, East, and XO, I like the fact that their styles are unique. They have different styles. I mean, well, yeah, OG East is more of a, I think he punches more. I think OG punches.
I favor a puncher every time. And I think that even that battle with Kenny Mac and XO, because with Kenny Mac, with XO doing schemes and different stuff like that, he had to build up to. But Kenny was punching the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole time. So you're going to get more reaction. You're going to get more of that crowd because you're nonstop punching. You're not doing a lot of build up.
True.
And to me, that's how you do a one rounder. Honestly, that's how I feel. You do a one rounder, you punch. Like you do a lot of punching because you don't have a lot of time for nothing else.
Right, you right. That makes perfect sense.
But let me see what else we got here. We got Fred Madness versus Terry F.
All right. Now this one is going to be a little tough because I've only seen one battle with Terry F. In the last battle I seen with Fred Nance was
what?
I want to know something crazy. The last battle Fred Nance had was the very time, my very first battle on a card.
Oh, that's
who? And who's Fred Nance battling again?
Killer Kel.
Oh, so this card is actually totally switched up from the original.
No, that's who he's battling. Fred Nance is battling Terry F on this card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Terry F is fine. I was in the event with Terry F, my last event.
Man, I felt like Terry F was reaching a little bit in that first round against Chicka Fred. Oh, he was reaching a little bit.
I don't know.
It's a good battle, but if I detect some reaching, I just don't know how I was going to handle it. Like, Fred Nance never came into the battle era when reaching was invented.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Fred Nance will have to worry about any. We won't have to worry about any reaching from Fred Nance. That's not anything that he's really familiar with. So there's nothing
but,
that he'll run into.
Say that because you don't know what. Man, you know, he's been out the game for a little while, so you don't know what he's been working on. Like, you never know, really. And to be honest with you, like, he's been gone long enough to be sitting on crazy bars. So this man is about to do a one rounder. Like, that could be crazy. That could be real crazy.
And I've seen Fred Nance when he's on a tear. Like, he had a classic with him and Briz was a crazy match. I don't know if any of y'all peeped that. Him and Briz was crazy. Him and Blink was crazy. Oh, who else he had? He had T-Top. Killer Kel.
Well, G's out of NC.
Huh?
I said he won the OGs out of NC.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact. He's one of them heavyweights.
Like, I don't even see him coming back to the game playing. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even see him taking the battle if he wasn't going to try to come and just murder something.
That's what I'm hoping he does.
And, you know, I think that Terry F., this is a chance of Terry F. being an up-and-comer and not really, like.
This is a big chance for Terry. Yeah, because he just went from Fred Nance. I mean, he just went from Checker Fred to Fred Nance. That's two different types of calibers of Fred that you're going against.
Yes.
I would know because I was supposed to battle Nance myself before I battled Checker Fred. I was supposed to battle Fred Nance myself. That's two different. He has to set his mind up for a whole different type of Fred now.
Yeah.
The Checker Fred that he got, it was a technical word playing multi-having son of a bitch. This Fred Nance is aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a whole lot of animosity and a whole lot of anger in him.
It's like I run
balls and lives, just like you said.
Yeah. Homie a monster. And I'm excited. You know what I'm excited to see in situations like this? I'm excited to see what Terry F. going to do.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I love to put people in situations where it's like a growth. You know what I'm saying? Like pressure bust pipes or create diamonds. So what's is he going? Is he going to come with his game, or is he going to run back to the crib? I'm excited to see what happens under pressure. You know what I'm saying? I want to see to me, it's a good battle. What happens under pressure? I want to see what happens under pressure.
And that's a one rounder, right? Yeah, that'll be a good one, though.
Speaking of what happens under pressure, I think this battle right here, even though this is not the main event, this battle is going to be crazy. We got XO versus Streets.
Streets is about to fuck that boy up. I don't give a fuck. There's no arguments for me over there. Streets is about to kill that boy.
Yo, what Beans?
You thought Bikini Magnet to him was bad? Nah.
I'm ready.
Y'all can call me biased if you want. I don't care.
Yo, that battle going to be dope as hell.
It is. It's going to be one of those battles that get hella replay value. But overall, Streets is going to win.
Yo, I know that.
Yo.
I feel like the XO we seen with Kenny Mack, I feel like the XO we're going to see with Streets is going to be a total different XO.
It don't need to be. You don't need some godly stuff to even get close to touching this nigga. This is going to be XO's hardest battle. XO has never stepped in front of anybody that's like Streets. Closest thing he had was Kenny Mack. I mean, Kenny Mack had been sitting out. Streets hasn't taken a break. And if he takes a break, not for long.
Streets is an animal, yo. When Streets did that kick the bucket joint with him against
Be Strong. Yeah, Be Strong.
Yo, Streets is a different kind of animal, yo. Like I was
Streets
honestly
is a different breed.
He's a different animal. He's a different animal. But I mean, but see, that's the kind of battles I love, man. I really want to see. Come here. I really want to see what, you know what I'm saying, putting XO up against something like that, what's going to happen. Because I feel like, to be honest, I don't feel like XO has battled nobody of Streets or Kenny Mack caliber. Like, I feel like Lyrical Gladiators-wise, that's what I'm creating. I'm putting pressure on the ones that was already looked upon as, like, being dope or the one people had their eyes on. I said, okay, so everybody think XO was the best in the area. Let's put him up against Kenny. Let's put him up against Streets. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Let's take it to the next level. Let's keep making it harder and harder and harder. You know what I mean? It's Lyrical Gladiators. You know what happens when you get into that arena. When you get into that arena, only one man leaves.
Right. That's just that.
That's what it's about, man. Like, that battle to me, that battle's going to get stupid replay value. I know it is. I know
it
is. I know
it is. I know it's going to that.
Yeah, XO not going to come playing. And Streets is all, yo, the level Streets got a PG coming in.
Shout out to my nigga Streets. He's a boss, brother.
But look, let's get to the main event. This right here. Yo, Rig versus.
This is a battle of epic proportions right here.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say, man. Like this, yo, this is going to be crazy. And, like, I feel like, too, at the same time, just. Not on the drama end, but just like just for the sake of battle rap, like it's been like them going back and forth on social media and this and the third. I think that's the level of intensity this battle is gonna bring. Like
the magnitude is gonna be crazy for this battle.
These dudes just went up north and did a PG, but I promise you that the battle that you're gonna see with them going up against each other is gonna be way more intense. Way more intense.
Of course it is, because they in Carolina, they got a snap on each other. Niggas is trying to distinguish who is the real king of this shit in Carolina. Them niggas both just had PGs and shit, so they want to basically take the crown after Top. I'm not saying that that's what they're going for and shit, but Top got that PG. He will classify Top as the king of Carolina. He got on smack. Him and Briz were the kings. Now they're trying to see who's the next two Tops from Carolina, who the next two dudes from Carolina that'll follow in that type of footsteps, following that path, because Blaze and Top got to the URL, they smash shit. And they also battled each other.
You know one thing that I feel like is dope about this battle, like behind the scenes things that I know based on the fact that I know Nun, when we first talked about the battle, he had a lot of respect for Riggs. And for him to battle Riggs, you know what I'm saying, he was excited. Like, yo, I would love to battle this. You know what I'm saying, battle this dude. You know, like Riggs more so, come here. Riggs more so, when he was at the event, our first Lyrical Gladiators event, watching Nun Nun in person, Battle Dot, yo, he, after he seen that, he was like, yo, I got to battle that dude. Like, that's real. Like, he seen the monster in Nun Nun, and after he seen the monster, he said, yo, I want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how dope that is to see somebody that you feel like is a monster? I'm like, yo, I want that. Like, I want to go head-to-head with that. Yo, that's... Shout out to Riggs for being a real daddy. You know what I'm saying? You got some people back out from fights or they look at his waist like easy. Like this man seen how dope Nun Nun was and say, yo, I want that. I want a piece of that. Let's go head to head. Like that's real. That's real.
Facts.
It's real.
It's gonna be a great battle, but prediction, I'm gonna give my prediction. If this
I definitely think
not then
crazy.
Fail.
Say what?
That Nun Nun and Rig is gonna be fucking crazy.
Yeah, so, that shit is
on so many different. So many different levels. Man. Like the state gonna stand still, yo. And that battle drop, man.
Like, I'm gonna say this right now. The closest round between the Rigs and Nun Nun battle is gonna be the first round. After the first round, the way I see it, we gonna know who gonna win the battle after round one.
That's what you think?
That's what I feel. After we gonna see whose armor is gonna get weaker after that first round.
Yo. I don't know. Like I feel like to be honest with you, neither one of them is gonna get another inch. That's what I feel. I feel like neither one of them is gonna get another inch. Not even an inch.
I feel like this battle's gonna be on some Hitman and A-Verb type shit with the. With all of the drama and bullshit going on, that's the type of magnitude I'm seeing, that Hitman A-Verb battle. That type of shit.
Hey, Koga, man, what's up with yours, man? You got 2 minutes and 30. What's up with your situation, bro?
Truth wants to go and die.
That's what we, you know, Wolfpack brother, I got to get your shit on, man. Got to get your shit out, your shit
He's
talk,
dead.
Whatever. You got two
He's
minutes.
Dead.
You got to make this shit He's count, dead. Baby.
He's dead. That's all I gotta say. He is dead. All that shit. I keep telling niggas every time I tell somebody, you're not getting that same Koga that you've seen before. I don't bullshit. I mean it. When I tell them that you're not getting the exact same Koga that battled Wuga Black, you're not getting that Koga that battled Zigzag or Jay Greg. You're not getting the Koga that battled Rose Gold. You're not getting. It's a fact. I live up to the opening bars of my catchphrase. Each battle, I get better and better. And y'all gave me this nigga Truth Watson. Like, it, mind you, it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers in the Carolina. Not even just Carolina. Niggas in battle rap doubting me still anyway. Niggas fail to realize that I have more battles than majority of their favorite top niggas from Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it more than Carolina. I'm in the last class of the RBC. Me, Wuda Black, were the last two niggas, the last two additions to the RBC.
Yeah, you're a lot younger. You're a lot younger with a lot of battles.
Yeah.
Facts.
And I got a whole lot more to prove than everyone. I got a lot more to prove than everyone in North Carolina. So that's why I know I'm about to fuck him up.
Hey, man, we got like 60 seconds. Everybody go ahead and throw their shouts out in, man.
Shouts. Akili first. Akili rock off. Go ahead, bro.
Shout out to Wolfpack for letting me get on. I rock with y'all. Put y'all in the intro of all our battles. Y'all fuck with y'all hard. I seen y'all progression. And we trying to do the same thing. So together, you know what I'm saying, we could build. Just shout out to everybody that's coming to the event. Everybody's battling on the event. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really making noise in NC right now. And it's really a lot of love. And I know the building going to be looking crazy. And that's it. Yo, Lyrical Gladiators out.
Appreciate it. Hey, man. Appreciate him calling up. Now I know who it is. Shout out to all the borrowers on that call. Shout out to Koga. He finna smack that nigga around. Y'all know who it is. It's me, nigga.
Shit, Koga, Wolfpack, line him up, gun him down. Shout out to all my Wolfpack brethren. This shit, raise the ball. We about to shut this shit down. Carolina, shit, one.